This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Manny say we were live, but I wasn't real sure because it sounded to me like he was eating a, you know, like, kind of sounded like Cookie Monster there, didn't he, Todd?
You're alive.
Manny, are you eating something? Well, fess up, because we want in on the deal.
Breakfast, yes. Are.
Well, breakfast, see, he was, yeah. Like a what is the breakfast of Manny the Champion? What do you have for breakfast?
A sausage biscuit with cheese.
Ooh, those are good, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I could eat one every day with an extra well-done hash brown. You know? It's so darn good. Totally with you. Well, when you're done with breakfast, let us know, because I want to do a little caller clinic here in a little bit, okay? But you got to get your nutrition first. Welcome, folks, to What's On Your Mind, the most listened-to radio program on the Northern Plains. And for that, we are eternally grateful for you, the fine listeners to this program. I'm Scott Hannon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here as well. And how are you, Todd?
Lovely. How are you?
He's lovely, ladies and gentlemen. I'm lovely because, you know what? Last night, about 9:45, I headed out to Hector International Airport, Fargo. And the same thing happened there. This happened in a number of airports across the state, Grand Forks and Bismarck, I think Jamestown too, where about 60 troops that have been serving as part of the North Dakota National Guard, a combat support service battalion in Afghanistan for darn near a year. I think they were in theater like 9 months, but gone almost a year, came home. And I love being a fly on the wall at those deals because it really helps me appreciate the sacrifice not only of those people who were away from their loved ones serving this country and our veterans, obviously, but also their family members. Man alive. So we have a Facebook video up from last night. Two things. One, an interview with Matthew Nelson. Matthew's full-time guard, first sergeant, I think, Matthew Nelson. And he had his little boy with him last night. He'd actually come in on Wednesday, I guess, but he was there to welcome his fellow soldiers home last night. So he has a little boy there. And so his boy's like 18 months old, right? And he's, you know, he's gone a year. So he misses, you know, half of his boy's life to this point. Think of that. Incredible. I had the little guy with him. And so we did a little interview with him. And then we found a family from Valley City and said, do you mind if we just kind of watch? You know, we don't want to intrude. We don't, you know, I don't want to do that. I mean, it's their moment. You don't want to take away from that. But I did want to just sort of feel what it's like. And it was Tanya-like, I think a son and a daughter, maybe two sons and a daughter, and the mom, Linda-like, Linda's Darren's mom, Master Sergeant Darren-like is who they were waiting for to come home. So we got a chance to interview Sergeant-like and also his wife and his mom, and it was really cool. So if you want to see it, check it on Facebook. But this is a long way of saying thank you to our troops. Thank you to our troops. I'm still glowing from just knowing you do what you do and seeing the sacrifice of your families and how grateful we certainly are for all of you. Really, really are. Incredible. So thanks a lot. That was a lot of fun. I want to start the show today by playing Congressman Kevin Cramer and his 1 minute final pitch to his fellow House members on why tax reform is so important. And Congressman Cramer has been working on this a long time. People that have listened to this program know from the very moment he was in Congress, he's been talking about many of these provisions. Long, long time. Many of the things in this have been worked on many, many years. And, of course, the House passes them and the Senate sits on them. Now that might finally change. And ironically, I think we can thank Al Franken and Roy Moore if we get tax reform, because there's not enough time for the Democrats to tell you how horrible it is, which is all a bunch of lies anyway. But I want to play that. Governor Doug Burgum is going to check in with us. The governor is in Austin, Texas, on his way back now from Austin. And he was elected to the Republican Governors Association Executive Committee last night. That's a big deal. And it's very unusual that a governor this early in his term would be given that leadership position. It tells you that, like North Dakotans, fellow Republican governors say, this guy has, he's got something, and we want to have him be part of that. There's a couple other governors that, are in that category. Bevin is one, and forget how you say his name, but the Missouri governor, gosh, he's great. Greiton, is it? I can't remember, but anyway, I think it's Eric Greiton. I'll ask the governor about those two fellows as well, because he's being mentioned often in that category. And then also want to ask the governor about next week. Monday, we will be in Grafton to watch the Main Street, I think they call it Activate Main Street, but it's Main Street Initiative, and it's the workforce, and it's the community building. It's really listening. They have community meetings. The governor's there, sort of capital for a day-like event that Ed Schaefer used to do, where you there's the governor. We're listening to you. We're here to find out what you need in Grafton Monday and Langdon Monday, and then Jamestown and Valley City on Tuesday. So we'll ask him about that, too, coming up in the program. Lynn Helms will be here, Director of Mineral Resources, for the update on the North Dakota. The story that Amy Dalrymple wrote about the flaring, I don't believe is with the full context that it needs. So I'm going to ask him a little bit about the flaring issue. The climate change jihadists love that one, and it's the craziest. They twist the truth on that, and it's unbelievable. But what we try and do here is give you facts. So besides the governor, Jace Beeler, who is a policy advisor for Governor Burgum, will also join us on the details of where you go and when you go in any of those communities next week for the Main Street Initiative. Valley City, Jamestown, Grafton, and Langdon. Josh Asfig is going to be here from AARP. We do a monthly chat with those good folks. And I say good folks because I know when I mention that we have AARP as a sponsor of the program, some people say, I don't like AARP. They don't agree with me. You know, I don't agree with everything the AARP does, but I tell you what, I agree with things like stopping scams against our veterans. And that's one of the things we're going to talk about today. So I look forward to that conversation. And then whenever you'd like to talk about the whole hour I've left just for open phone time, Manny, if we could, Todd is kind of stingy, and he only gives us 2 hours live on the air every day. And I know Rush.
That was my decision.
I know Rush Limbaugh is a big deal.
Times I have to exaggerate like that, Scott.
Rush is a big deal, but he gets three, we get two. We just have to. So the point is, we have to do our very best to get in as much as we possibly can in this time. And the kindest things you people say to me is, you know, hey, I hate it when your show ends. It's one of the coolest things I've ever heard. It's just not enough. I love hearing what North Dakotans have to say. I love the platform you give North Dakotans, so we appreciate that. So the most important thing we do, besides saying thank you every day and showing some gratitude for our fine audience on all these great radio stations, is to say thank you, callers. And number one, we want to know what's on your mind. The show is yours. We have guests on, yes, but ask them questions. They're yours. They're here because of you. That's why they're here. So with the limited time we have, it's really important that we maximize the time as best as possible. So I promised to do this for a while, so I'm going to take the next 2 minutes and do a little caller clinic. We'll make this quick. And Manny, are you ready?
Sure.
So Manny's going to play me, I guess. I don't know. The caller, maybe? Yeah, you play the caller. Okay.
You want me to play the caller. Okay.
We'll reverse roles here, okay? So I'm Manny. I'm the call screener, and you're going to call what's on your mind. So phone rings, ding, ring, ring. Hello?
So wait, I'm the caller, right? I just have to double check.
Yeah, you're screwing up the caller clinic. But anyway, yeah, you're the caller, and I guess I didn't. You probably don't say hello. What do you say when people call?
The points of the clinic.
I usually when someone calls, I usually say, "What's on your mind? What's your name? Where are you calling from?"
Okay, so start over. Here we go. You're the caller now. What's on your name? What's on your mind? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Manny, and I'm in Minneapolis.
And what would you like to talk to Scott about today?
I would like to talk about Donald Trump and other things.
Okay, hang on a second here. Do you want to ask Todd anything? Because he's really a bigger deal than Scott is anyway, you understand.
Well, you know, I'm a radio god atheist, so I don't know.
You're a radio god atheist. All right, so hang on, Manny, and I'll get you right in with Scott, okay?
All right, sounds good. Thanks.
All right, 15 past the hour. Manny wants to talk about Donald Trump. Manny, what's on your mind?
Well, Scott, thanks for taking my call.
Manny, are you there? Manny, are you there?
Well, we seem to have lost Manny.
Did we lose Manny?
Now, that's happened very often, hasn't it?
Well, it has happened, where you know, connection goes away or whatever. Yeah. So the better way would say, okay, I want to talk to Scott, I want to talk about Donald Trump, and that goes there. All right, let's go to the phone. Manny, you're on the line. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Donald Trump needs to drain the swamp. Thanks, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Okay, Manny, do you mind just talking about this a little bit? Why? What about the swamp don't you like?
I don't know. I have no idea.
But see, the second way was the better way. And look, we're not going to be creeps about this. We don't want to be like rule bound and everything else. The point is, we want to get as many of you in as possible, and we want more folks. In fact, one of the folks last night, one of the Garden Soldiers said, "You know what? My dad called you one time." To talk about me on Vets Day. And I said, oh, my gosh, is that awesome. Yeah, he told you a vet story. And he said, otherwise, he'd never call. We want more people to call. And when you do, your name, where you're calling from, what you want to talk about, get right to it, and we'll have lots of fun. So let's do it next. 800-228-0550.
The program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Carson Wentz buys his hot tubs, saunas, and game tables at Hot Springs Spa and Pool Tables, too. Why wouldn't you? And the fall clearance sale is on. The big events in Minot. Stop by at their South Broadway location right next to Ryan Chevrolet. Take advantage of 5 years, no interest financing. The largest selection of new hot tubs in North Dakota. Carson Wentz relaxes in a Grandi NXT. That would look good in your backyard. Old house and pool table starting at $50 a month. Get the Bison logo right there on that pool table. You'll absolutely love it. Hot tubs start at $49.99 per month. Save on spa covers, chemicals, and so much more. This weekend only. Hot spring spas and pool tables too. The big sale at the Minot location, but clearance savings at all the locations of hot spring spas and pool tables too. Minot, Bismarck, Fargo, and Grand Forks too. Hot spring spas and pool tables too. Take it from Carson Wentz. It's a deal.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Health Institute, one of our sponsors on What's on Your Mind, and Todd is already looking forward to being pain-free when they crank up. Tell me more, Todd.
Well, you know, the whole knee pain thing, the funny thing about knees is if you lose all the cartilage. So if you've got knee pain, pain in your lower back, neck, shoulders, hips, even joint pain, Stop and listen. There must attend stem cell therapy educational seminars coming to Bismarck, Minot, and Dickinson just a few weeks away. You need to attend one of these seminars in regenerative medicine. 1-888-973-1560 to get signed up. 1-888-973-1560. Or if you go to stemcelltherapyforpain.com, stemcelltherapyforpain.com, you can find out more and start living life once again. I will be doing this.
Steve in Fargo, Karen in Fargo. Next up, other lines open, so get in line. 800-228-0550. We had a Terry call. He wanted Manny to relay a question to Lynn Helms. Manny can't do that because Manny's he's managing a lot. So if you do have a question for a guest that's not on yet, welcome you texting us with it. 701-367-2054 for me or 226-8503 for Todd, okay? Or call us at 258-0550. Here's Congressman Kevin Cramer, 1 minute for speech on tax reform yesterday, a historic day for the United States of America and our economy.
We know that the economic and job creation benefits are key components of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, making the U.S. globally competitive again, giving a much-needed tax cut to American business and much-needed wage increases to American workers. But, Mr. Speaker, it's really the long overdue direct tax benefits to the vast middle class who don't have a lobbyist living in the rich suburbs of Washington, D.C. that takes center stage for me and my fellow North Dakotans. You see, 80% of the citizens of North Dakota file claiming this standard deduction. That means, Mr. Speaker, that the vast majority of my constituents will see their deductions nearly doubled if they do nothing else. And obviously, with the doubling of the standard deduction, it'll likely inspire even more North Dakotans to claim this simple deduction. Mr. Speaker, this huge benefit combined with greater job opportunities and simpler and less expensive filing costs and, of course, a generous family tax credit will put more money in the pockets and less anxiety in the hearts of middle-class North Dakotans. Supporting this reform package is easy for me because it's right for North Dakota, and I thank Chairman Brady for his outstanding work.
Tax Commissioner Ryan Rauschenberger told us earlier, he was at the White House yesterday for a summit on this, that North Dakota has a high percentage of folks that do not itemize. So therefore, that double deduction is a really big deal, a really big deal. And you know what? The Democrats can't say it's about, you know, tax breaks for the rich. You know, they're obsessed with it. They're absolutely obsessed with it. And I want to ask every single one of them, have you ever been hired by a poor person? Has anyone anywhere ever been hired by a poor person? No one needs to apologize for using their God-given talents to create wealth. There's nothing wrong with that. And the vast majority of the people who have it spend it hiring people, building things, doing things, which turns through the economy. Republicans, in my mind, do a horrific job of explaining this, which is why this has taken so long. Kevin Cramer just did a great job explaining it. It's passed the House and now needs to pass the Senate. Folks, the only way it's going to pass, the only way it's going to pass, in my mind, because some Republican numbskulls like Ron Johnson from Wisconsin and, you know, Susan Collins from Maine and the usual suspects, John McCain will pull an ego moment, I'm sure, at some point. Probably going to need a Democrat or two to pass this, in my mind. Heidi Heitkamp is in the ultimate vice of her political career. She sees a money-hungry Senate campaign coming. Needs to raise a lot of money. The only way you raise that is by calling in favors from Chuck Schumer and others. Chuck Schumer is saying, you can't vote for this. He's already out there saying, she told me it's not, you know, it's not, not going to do it, not going to do it. But what are her constituents saying? Overwhelmingly, without question, the voters of North Dakota want. This is a Trump state. That's not in dispute. So she has to decide whether Chuck Schumer wins or whether you win as a North Dakotan. I believe there's only one way she'll do it. I recall one vote when Heidi Heitkamp defied President Obama and her party was on the gun vote. And you know what? Her phones melted. Real North Dakotans picked up the phone, called her and said, do not vote for that. That's not North Dakota. In this case, you need to call her and say, you must vote tax reform. You must give middle-class North Dakotans double standard deductions. You must. This is what I want. Please do this. It's what you need to do. Even if that's out of your box a little bit. And I don't like being a broken record on call you a member of Congress, call you a member of Congress. I used to do this little skit called a call a day keeps Congress at bay. You know, but you really should. You ought to put it on your speed dial and just do it. 202-224-3121, Senator Heitkamp's office. Scott Hannon, Fargo, North Dakota, calling. Please put me down as wanting Senator Heitkamp to vote yes on this bill. Goodbye. They'll ask for a little information. It's painless. It's done. It's over. And she'll watch. Believe me, every time she walks out of the office, she peers over the shoulder of somebody answering the phone to see what the tally is. Trust me on this one thing she does. People call from all over the country. All they care about is who's calling from North Dakota. The power's in your hands if you want to pick up the phone and call. I'm serious. Okay. I thought it was Stephen Fargo, but I see it's Pat in Bismarck that's next. Go ahead, Pat. You're up.
Hey, I make just short of $50,000 a year. Last year, I paid in $8,200 in taxes. This year, it looks like I've paid in $10,000 already. And a guy was trying to tell me something last night about that standard deduction. I should get $3,200. It's going to be doubled to, you know, $6,400. Well, I don't know what that all means because I've never seen that kind of a return. I got $50 back last year. So,
would you mind if I
get? Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. Sorry, you weren't done. I thought you were done.
I mean, if I'm going to hit $6,500 back, which I know is never going to happen, and I'm going to pay in, you know, roughly $3,000 or $3,100 for taxes, I know that's never going to happen.
Well, again, the deduction allows you the ability to have more of an offset, but you still have to have the income to do it. I mean, there would be, you know, you get double the deduction, but you got to be able to use it. I'm no tax attorney. You know what? If you don't mind, I have a friend that does this for a living. Will you hang on, Pat? I'm going to try and get him on the phone quick, and we'll get a quick answer for you. Do you mind?
Sure.
Okay, just hang on a second. Kent Busick, Nolan, if you get Kent Busick on the phone at Taxman, that'd be awesome. We'll just kind of run through that quick. Randy and Amanda, let's get you in here. Oh, wait a minute. Sorry, Randy. I'm just looking at the clock, and the music is going to start right now. So, Randy, are you willing to hang on for a moment?
Yes.
Calling from Mandan today?
Yes, sir.
Awesome. We're going to talk about the tax bill with Randy, too. So, Randy, we'll do that after the break. We'll see if we can get Ken on the phone for Pat. Karen and Fargo's next, and somewhere I got to find Steve and Fargo. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Give us a call.
Utah. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're a foreman for an oil company, listen up. Eric from Delta Constructors wants your business. Here's what they can do for you.
We can do turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries. We can do electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation. We do have portable fire trailer.
Turnkey solutions. One call does it all. Call Eric, 406-250-8151 or deltaconstructors.net.
Need an escape? No, not a vacation. An escape from your basement. Here at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. So not only do we provide you an escape from your basement, we provide you with sunlight into that dark, dreary space to make you feel like you're on vacation. Okay, maybe not, but you will relax knowing you have a safe way out. For more information on egress windows, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
When you have sleep apnea, traveling can be a real drag because you have to drag your big, bulky home CPAP device with you everywhere you go. But not anymore. Now you can travel easily and sleep comfortably anywhere thanks to Transcend, the world's very first mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. So call now, 1-800-962-5369. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so incredibly small and light, you can easily fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't delay. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-5369. Again, that's 1-800-962-5369. Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Couldn't do what I do without my pillow. Dead serious. It's that important to me. That's why I have many of them. Take them on the road. Whole family's hooked on them now. My father-in-law's got them at the lake cabin. I mean, it's just, it really is the best. And, you know, I can think of a handful of products in my life that I really swear by where I just am a staple by. The Apple product since the very beginning would be one example of that. The TiVo I used to like. Now they're junk. But there's not many things that I just think of that, oh, my gosh. Gotta have it. MyPillow's one. They're life-changing because sleep is so important to your overall health. It's the most important thing to your health. It really is. And there's some great deals right now on a whole host of products. I find myself not even talking about one because there's so many. And, of course, the pillow is the staple. Christmas is coming up. These are great gifts. 800-506-9028. Tell them Scott told you to call. That's the promo code you want. Or online, mypillow.com, and you use the promo code Scott there, and you get a great deal. What was the fellow's name from Mandan that we were going to check his the taxes for? Was it Paul? You guys remember where he was from? Anybody remember? All right, well, he dropped off. He needs to call back. I'm sorry, I can't remember his first name. And obviously nobody else can either. But we'll find it, and I'm trying to track down my tax man, Ken Busick. He does a great job, by the way. Switched him last year, and I'm telling you, I was thoroughly impressed. The whole process, just loved it. Had a mutual friend from Watford City, actually, all the way out in Watford City, that used Kent and Busick and Associates. And so I said, no kid. Well, I know Ken. Our kids go to school together. I'm going to use Kent. The rest is history. Thank you, Nolan. It was Pat and Bismarck that called. So, Pat, you got to call back, and we're going to link you up. And just try and get you an answer. Randy in Mandan. Sorry for the wait. Go ahead. You're up.
That's all right. Thanks for taking my call, Scott. Hey, I just have a quick question. I hear a lot about how they're going to be doubling the standard deduction, but I don't hear a lot of talk about how they're eliminating the personal exemption. So really, I don't think they are doubling the standard deduction because they're eliminating the personal exemption. So my question, I guess, is does anybody know why they're eliminating the personal exemption? Because to me, that hurts families with, you know, 3-4 kids are going to miss out on $4,400-something for an exemption for each child that they have.
All right, good question. I've heard it answered before. I wouldn't do justice to the answer, but what I'm going to do is flag your question here. And next time we have one of our guests on this, and next week we're going to be doing a lot of this because people have questions. They want to know. We're getting to crunch time on the Senate vote, so we'll get answers, if not sooner, for sure, when Congressman Kramer joins us on Wednesday, Randy, okay? My quick answer would be to tell you that there is a whole host of exemptions that are going away, and that's kind of the idea. See, when you maneuver the swamp and you're really good in paying lawyers, $500 and $750 bucks an hour, they go get a carve-out for you. And what we have is decades of carve-outs for all kinds of people, okay? And so they had to go sift through those and say, you know, this one goes, this one stays, this one goes, this one stays. The idea being, let's just have less of those, you know, exceptions and different rules and have one rule, a simple system. They didn't get there in total simplicity in my mind, but they did get a ways down the road. I think to your point, you know, for the middle class benefit, you know, what is the middle class person losing in a deduction and what do they get back and how are they ahead? I think the average in North Dakota is $2,200 more for the average North Dakotan. So and that's a pretty good number. That are, in other words, a benefit, even with what you're talking about, $2,200 more. What's that?
I'm a 10% flat tax for all guys. So, I mean, I'd be happy if everybody just paid their fair share of 10%. I don't understand why we have to have all the different brackets and exemptions and deductions. And, you know, I liked what Ted Cruz said when he said everybody should just be able to do their taxes on a postcard and have it that simple.
Well, there is an element of that this go around, but there still is a few more lines than you and I would like, Randy. But appreciate your call, and we'll get you an answer. So just keep listening, okay? Karen in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. How are you?
Did you say Karen?
I did say Karen. Yeah, you kind of violated Manny's rule there, Karen. But it's okay. We'll let you by with that. I did say Karen. Yep. How are you doing?
Okay. You mentioned about Heidi Heitkamp and President Obama a few days ago, and in 2008 actually, the economy crashed, and President Obama had to spend his first few years trying to keep us from ending up like the 1930s. Then,
can I stop you there for a second, Karen? I think you have a different view of history than I do. That actually happened under George Bush's watch. When George W. Bush, with the advice of Hank Paulson, a Wall Street swamp monster, who was, by the way, a Democrat, said, "Mr. President, here's what we need to do, or this economy is going to collapse." And the President of the United States, George W. Bush, deferred to the Democrat, Hank Paulson, and we had bailouts, and we had too big to fail, and we had all of that. The books have been written about this. I happened to be in New York City when it happened, so I remember it very well. And the flurry of activity that was going on, we were just starting a new business, was scaring the daylights out of me. What Barack Obama did shortly after coming into office, while he did continue some of what Hank Paulson put in place, Karen, he spent a lot of money. He spent a lot of money, and after complaining about the debt under George W. Bush, which he did actually, ironically, during the campaign in Fargo, North Dakota, came to North Dakota to say George Bush is immoral because of the debt that we have in this country. And guess what Barack Obama did to the debt, Karen? He doubled it. He doubled it.
Okay. First of all, I agree that George W. Bush did do the correct things, but President Obama had to continue doing correct things so that we didn't totally crash. Then he had the two wars George W. Bush started. And he had to pay for them. So he was busy with...
He spent too much money, Karen. It's as simple as that. He doubled the national debt. That's on Barack Obama. He criticized George W. Bush. He used George W. Bush's debt number as saying, "You need to elect me because look what these bums, the Republicans, do." And then he doubled it. He's a fraud. He's a community organizer. He's a disgrace. Okay?
George W. Bush did do lots of wrong things his first 7 years. I'm just giving him credit for handling the crash well.
Well, you're playing a classic liberal on me here. You're switching arguments. You're going to something completely different. And we're not talking about George W. Bush's 7 years. We're talking about what Barack Obama did to the debt.
George W. Bush gave rich people too many tax cuts.
Karen, tax cuts to rich people. I'm sorry to laugh because I sincerely know this is your opinion, and I'm not mocking it. I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I'm just saying it's such a tired argument. Well, you know what rich people do when they get a, people of means in this tax break will get, will have more dollars at their discretion than before. In other words, Washington less. And people that own businesses, and to use your term, the rich, will get more. Do you know what they'll do with it, Karen? What do they do with it?
You talk about a deficit. And
Karen, I asked a question. I'm saying you're critical of the rich getting a tax break. You believe it hurt the economy. I'm asking you, what do rich people do with money when they get a tax break, if you will, and they have more income as a result of tax change? What do they do with it?
Switzerland, more yachts. I don't know what they do with it.
They spend it. They build companies. They hire more people. Even to use your example of a yacht, somebody's got to build the yacht. That's jobs for somebody. That's, whatever yacht-building town that is, there's all kinds of people supported by that purchase. That's not a bad thing. I'd much rather it be done that way than some numbskull in Washington, D.C. deciding for us how they think the money ought to best be spent. When they screw it up, because we know how they spend money, I just found out they spent $15 million settling sexual harassment lawsuits of members of Congress. Our money.
The Republicans are just about to add trillions to the deficit.
That's not true. That's not true. What this plan does is add $1.5 trillion over 10 years, and only if the economy stays at the same spot. Do you honestly think it's going to stay in the same spot? It's already growing.
The Republicans are probably going to make it go lower. I don't like the tax reform.
Oh, my gosh. That's quite obvious, Karen, and I appreciate your opinion, but I got to keep moving. Lots of folks waiting to weigh in on this. Steve, I have a headache. I'm glad you're back. Can you help me? Can you help me unwind this?
I don't appreciate her opinion. The ignorance that she demonstrates for economics 101 and understanding the difference between capitalism and socialism or communism is embarrassing. I don't know if she ever had a civics course, social studies, anything. That is embarrassing. The same old rot. Tax the rich and give it to the poor and everything's happy. Barack Obama did that for 8 years. He's bankrupt the country. He spent more money in deficits than every president before him combined. End of story. This paid for wars and had to fix the economy.
The reason
the economy exploded is that the Democrats, starting with Jimmy Carter, exacerbated by Bill Clinton, started pushing the throttle down on the Community Reinvestment Act, which
it was spending. You're right. You're so right, Steve. You couldn't be more right. I appreciate it. I'm going to be kind to her. I don't mind people of other opinions, and I do appreciate them. Doesn't mean I'm going to agree with them. Doesn't mean I'm not going to get horribly frustrated. But I appreciate the call. Pat in Bismarck is back. He had the question on the tax change, right, Pat?
Yes. My situation hasn't changed in 4 years. I mean, I'm right at almost $50,000 a year. Last year, I recall I paid in about $8,200. I believe it was $50 back, and I can already see that my taxes have went up. I've paid in $10,000, and somebody was trying to tell me last night that I'm going to get the standard deduction, which is $3,200 or something like that. That'll be double.
Right. So hang on, Pat. Just hang on a second. I got Kent Busick on the line, who I promised I would try and track down. He's my tax man, so I can't answer your question. I'm not a tax guy. So, Pat, we're going to have the you heard the rough numbers there. What kind of an impact with the double deduction does Pat get?
Point of circumstances is always hard to answer questions like that, but just I'll make an assumption that he's single. They'll double his standard deduction, so that would go from roughly $6,000 to $12,000. So that would be a $900 to $1,000 savings. For Pat in that regard, they also would increase the exemption amount a few $100 as well. So there's potentially a $1,000 tax savings, again, without seeing any of the numbers or the specifics. Just on the surface, that's how it would sound.
Okay, so, and Pat, I think your confusion was you thought doubling the deduction meant that somehow you're going to go from, what did you say you got back last year?
I got $50 back, so.
Yeah, and you're wondering how much so just hang on a sec. We'll finish this on the other side of the break. Pat, don't go away. More calls waiting. What's on your mind continues. Stay tuned.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. The Safety Minute features Don Mosman, NDSC Training Director, discussing how individuals can prepare themselves for an active shooter scenario.
You need to be prepared, and it starts with knowing what run, hide, fight means. The Department of Homeland Security wants your first thought to be, to get away or to get out of the line of fire. Step two is if you can't get away and get out of the line of fire immediately, then hide in a secure location where you are protected from that fire. And then step three is fight. And that means that somehow, some way, the shooter gets access to where you are, then you need to be prepared to fight the shooter. And that's a personal decision that each human being faced in that situation will have to make.
Get the training you need to prepare yourself for an active shooter. Visit www.ndsc.org for a list of courses near you. That's ndsc.org.
Hi, it's Scott Hennon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota, the Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's on Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night stay. A great price. Just use the promo code Best of the West, and we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, and range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the Best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Affordable, reliable energy is a big deal. It's important. And we have it in North Dakota thanks to clean, beautiful coal. Support this industry, learn about this industry, know about the economic impacts and the clean air we have coinciding with all of this great coal generation that's happening right here. 800, 900 years supply of economically recoverable coal. It's incredible. Find out more at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future online, secureenergyfuture.org. So Pat and Bismarck told us a little bit more information about his personal situation, that he is married. And again, we know last year's situation. Ken Busick just doing some quick math on the fly here. Again, assuming this passes, because it still has to get to the Senate, he's being told, okay, standard deduction doubles, and he is married. So what does his tax year look like this year versus, last year, Kent?
Well, and again, we got to get it in proper context. The tax law changes are not going to be retroactive to January 1, 17. they're going to be pushed into 2018. So going forward for Pat, based on what he said to me, is he'd have an additional $12,000, and I'm just rounding there, an additional $12,000 deduction from income. So that would be worth anywhere from $1,200 to $1,500 of tax savings for him starting
by tax
in 2018.
Savings, by tax savings, he's saying I got $50 back last year.
Then I would hope it would go up to $1,550.
Got it. All right.
Well, that would be pretty good. That'd be pretty good. I mean, I don't hold my breath for that, but that would be pretty good.
And again, all the changes that they're talking about are going forward. 2017 law will be very similar to 16.
Weren't they talking about making it retroactive at one point?
They did, but they're too far along in the process, or we're too late in the year. The service couldn't get forms updated, systems updated. So, you know, the last that I saw is that they're talking everything for 2018.
Got it. Thank you for answering the question on the fly, Ken. I know you're a busy guy this time of year, and I'll be in to see you soon because you do a wonderful job for the Hammonds, and we appreciate you. Thanks for the time.
Anytime, Scott. Thanks.
All right. Pat, thank you. Hope that helps you feel a little better going into your weekend, at least about next year. Okay, Pat? Pat's gone, too. All right. Greg and Bismarck, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead. What's going on here? So at least I hear Todd.
That caller clinic really helped, didn't it?
Pardon me?
That caller clinic really helped, didn't
no,
it?
I don't, I think it's Manny. Greg, are you there?
Everybody's doing what Manny did at first there.
Greg, can you hear me? Well, Greg's there. It's like breathing into his phone. This caller clinic thing, great idea. Really just changes everything instantly. Greg, are you there? Okay. Let's go to Phyllis in Standing Rock. Phyllis, are you there?
Yes.
Oh,
there
beautiful.
We go.
Never been so glad to hear your voice. Phyllis, how are you?
It's a rough day every day.
This sounds like Phyllis that we talked to earlier in the week, who recently lost a daughter, son-in-law, two grandkids to a drunk driver down at Pine Ridge. We did forward your information to a few folks. Have you heard from anybody, Phyllis?
No, I haven't.
You haven't heard from anybody?
Excuse me?
You haven't heard from anybody?
Nope, nobody.
All right. Well, I know it's not an easy answer because, of course, you're talking multi-jurisdictional. What Phyllis was concerned about, for folks that missed this, the accident that took the life of her daughter, son-in-law, and two grandkids at the hands of a drunk driver. He was arrested for drunk driving, so he was driving under the influence, but he wasn't arrested for the murder of four human beings. And she was wondering why. She was asking for help from the Standing Rock leadership and getting nowhere. And so she called us, and we said, we'll pass this on. And I think we sent it to Congressman Kramer's office, Senator Hovind's office, Governor Burgum's office, as I recall. I'll double-check who all got it. I know I did get a bounce back from Levi Bachmeier at the governor's office that he was out of the office. So that might be part of the reason they haven't responded, and I am not sure who was taking it on at the at Congressman Kramer's office. But I'll try again, Phyllis, okay?
I have another problem.
Lay it on me.
All right. I have a grandson that's enrolled in the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, and I've been asking for help for years for him to get him back, you know. And I talked to Department of Social Services there in North Dakota, and they are one rude, crude bunch. I know they're overworked, but...
This is Department of Human Services, where did you say?
In North Dakota, Bismarck, Early County.
So the county folks or the state folks?
Both. I asked for child support. I didn't know which department, you know, to start at, but I started at child support. And all I need is a paternity test that was done in the state of North Dakota that this guy, unless father is not the father, and
yeah.
They said send up your paperwork and a letter of administration.
Phyllis, do me a favor, hang on, we're coming up against a break. I will chat with you again off the air and see if we can help connect you with at least getting an answer or someone that's not rude at the Burleigh County Human Services Office and to do our best there. Okay? Appreciate the call. We still have to get our chat with Governor Bergerman here from Austin, Texas. Some good news from him. Jace Beeler will be here to talk about next week's Main Street Initiative, Langdon, Grafton, Jamestown, Valley City, and much more straight ahead on What's on Your Mind. Folks, don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
The Independent Beef Association of North Dakota invites you to their 12th annual meeting at the Baymont in Mandan, Friday and Saturday, November 17th and 18th. Saturday's topics include wintering beef cows by beef cattle specialist Carl Dolan, the latest on electronic tagging and breeding systems from Fort Supply, animal health updates from the state veterinarian, and featured speaker Dr. Sunny Geiser-Novotny will discuss the latest on animal identification, where it's at and where it's going. Kim Ulmer of South Dakota will explain the markets during the banquet. Dance follows. Register at iban.org or call 214-0639.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.